Welcome to the Brown Load. No part of this podcast has been altered afterwards. We're not editing. We're not audio shopping. Is that what we would do if we're on a podcast?
Audio shopping.
Yeah, we are.
Audio shopping sounds fun.
It does. It could make us sound. It could give you some bass in your voice.
Audio shopping is basically.
Imagine that. So instead of going, really?
No.
Audio, you could go, really?
Audio shopping is just you hear sound and you go, I like that. I'm going to buy it.
You buy something by the way it
just,
sounds.
Just from the way
this
it
is
sounds.
More audio flopping.
Yeah, this is. I think you're right. Well done, Satch. I'm glad he's back. We're back in the garage, and let's come. You know what? Let's address the things we've started on photoshopping.
We have to.
What is it?
We have
to. But I just want to point out, it's Monday night now here.
Yes, yeah.
So
still does.
It's unfolding. Yesterday was Mother's Day, which is where all of this came from. Kate Middleton's picture with the kids.
Yes.
Everyone's going. It's just gone. It's all over the news today. So you'll know the story, the photoshopping story. Boys, Satch, hold on. Are you up to date on this?
I've seen it. Do you know what? I saw it quite late last night on Sunday.
Yeah, I was surprised you sent it quite late last night.
Yeah, because that's when I saw it.
Because that's when you saw it. Okay, yeah. But it had been bubbling all day.
Oh, was it bubbling?
Yeah.
I didn't see any
it. I think you would have come around afternoon. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. Bubbling, yeah.
And then, Satch, tell them what you saw.
Well, it was strange, wasn't it? Like, she put a tweet out, obviously a Mother's Day thing. And don't get me wrong, she does it every year.
Okay.
Like most royals do, actually.
Yeah.
I've noticed
standard
that.
Royal family picture.
Yeah.
Christmas,
Mother's Day,
Easter.
You're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Mother's Day. But I looked at the picture and I was like, something don't even look right. And I just looked at it.
Oh, really? You thought that straight away?
Yeah, and it was just, face value. Like, I was scrolling, saw it, something don't look right. And I didn't look into it, until I kept on scrolling down Twitter and I started seeing people writing stuff about
circling
it.
Bits.
Yeah,
right.
And then I was like, oh, hang on a minute. Let me go back and see what that was about. Do you see what I mean? Because when I saw it, I was just like, oh, okay, whatever, innit? Like, it don't bother me.
Yep.
But I just saw something and I was like, something don't look right about this. But I didn't really give it.
And what I will point out about you, Satch, on a little side note, personal note about you, like I've always said about him, Satch, we call him tech ops, like technical operations.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the tech ear, eye, sound, the visuals, layout, DJ. It's your DJ brain.
Right.
And sometimes, like, we'll all be sitting there talking like this and they'll go, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah.
What's that buzzing noise? And it'd be a buzzing from four doors down.
Correct.
And it'd be like a woman who's... got like an electric tin opener or something like that, but he can hear it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Always. Okay. Yeah, it's always that. It's always an electric tin opener.
Because, So, and then, but I'm saying, so if you, I can believe, fully believe is what I'm saying, that you would have just gone, something ain't right.
Yeah.
I thought something went right, but Kedge, I want to know what you were.
I looked at it and there was just something from the middle of that photo that just didn't look right to me.
Are you boys just jumping on it now? Are you jumping on a
bit? I'm going to tell you what I thought was strange. Head looked too big.
Okay.
Yeah. So for me, just middle, it just like the middle part of from her neck down, it looked too dark. That photo. I don't know.
Do you want to see a bit more skin? Is that what you're
saying? No.
Gun
like, it felt like there was.
So
it felt like
you don't even realize what uncle you are sometimes.
No.
It was so good. Like, she's a princess,
like,
bro.
It was like there was.
She's out of your league.
No. Listen.
I know you look like Aladdin, but there's no way. There's no way you'll ever get with Prince.
No.
Princess.
I just think there was something about it. I just thought, whatever. But like, I think what Sad said is that it just looked out of proportion.
Yeah, something looked wrong.
Yeah.
When you look at it quickly like that, it
just
looks
straight away.
Something looked wrong.
It's out of proportion.
Right.
Yeah. So and then one of the guys that I work with, he messaged us in the digital room and he goes, Kedge, who did you get to edit this photo, right?
Because you're the editing man.
And then when he said that, I looked and the first thing I noticed was the sleeve and the red sleeve of the daughter on the left hand side, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a bit dodgy.
Oh, you
and
spotted that on genuinely, really?
Yeah. I spotted that because I think that was for me. Wow. I think that's the most easiest thing.
I would not even look that deep.
No. But that's once you start looking deep,
okay.
And then when you start really looking at the photo, then there's a whole lot of things. Like so, the daughter's hair looks all dodgy as well. The even like her hand on one of the child is all blurred, and yet the rest of the photo is all in focus. So all a lot of things. Then it starts becoming
the tartan
quite obvious.
Print was too straight and square and
exactly.
Cut. Well, okay, I tell you why. I instantly thought, yep, this is Photoshop, but thought nothing of it. Is because I went, look, the first thing I thought to myself, I saw it on my own, all three kids smiling, looking directly at the camera. I'm like, mate, I've got two kids.
Yeah.
Anyone who's got kids will know. You try and get your kids to all look at the camera at the same time. And all of them, by the way, have got their mouths open like a
Well, this is a problem. This is a problem.
They're coming down a slide.
She's probably not using an iPhone. She's using that, what do you call it? That new Samsung phone or whatever.
Which is,
And then take your best shot.
Yeah, that's what I thought had happened to
her. And she might have done that. But
sorry, what I want to say is, I just assumed that happened. But can we just reel this back in? I can't believe how nuts the whole country planet has gone.
It's mad.
But it's gone nuts because we haven't seen her.
Yeah, that's
it's gone nuts because we haven't seen her since Christmas Day.
I don't think that's a big deal though either, Kej.
Of course it is.
No, I don't think, because she said,
my God.
Hang on, listen. I'll tell you what she said. She said, I'm having surgery.
Yeah.
You're not going to see me till Easter. Are we at Easter yet?
Yeah.
We're not at Easter yet.
Exactly.
So then, I think you should wait.
Popped out a baby and was standing outside that hospital six, seven hours after it. Holding a baby. No. This is all a bit nonsense. You're telling me they can't even in a like pajama kurta just take a photo of her and just, you know, like.
No, she doesn't want to. What for?
Let me tell you.
Would you? Would you want to do that?
Her stitches were still taza in her stomach, and she's standing outside the hospital. Oh, look at her baby daughter, son, whatever.
That's different because you had a kid and you have to do that as the royal family. But for this, she clearly said, you ain't gonna see me till Easter. She's gone.
Yeah. Okay, fine, right. I understand that. So
leave her to it.
A few days before, Friday, Thursday, I think it was, there was another leaked photo of her in the car. Right, that started again, but the UK newspapers weren't publishing it because they, you know, they've got this unwritten law thing that we're not gonna, you know, publish a photo
after
like
the
that.
Diana stuff. Yeah. Yeah,
right. So they didn't publish. Did you see that photo?
No, I didn't.
And why have you seen it? Why have you seen it?
It's blurry.
No, well, it's not blurry. But
why have you seen it?
People have unblurred it, so it's very it's very clear as well. Oh. And she look, her face looks a bit swollen.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like Kate. It looks very different.
Okay.
She's got big black glasses on and her face looks quite swollen, right? So people are like, oh, are you sure that's Kate? So what I'm trying to say is this was already started. This hangama had already started on Thursday, Friday, right? Going, hold on a minute. Firstly, the newspaper's not publishing this photo. It's already on social media. And what? So who is this person?
Should we care? Should we be this bothered?
No.
Yeah, this is a problem.
No.
Now look at us. We're talking about it and we're talking about
Of course we should care. Like, why? Because we're paying for them.
Yeah. Huh?
We're paying for them.
He's paying for them.
Yeah.
And if they need someone like to do their social media, then there's people available to do that job for them. Like, also, the other thing. All right, so now we're going to go back
now
to
he
it.
Wants
anyway,
a job
so there. So then we want...
This is all the sliding. This is one giant slide, ladies and gentlemen.
He's going in the DMs. He's going to clip this and send it to us.
No, no, but what I'm saying is, and also, so firstly we get this whole hangama about this photo in the car. Then it's all dying down again. Now, the royal family and the palace and everyone, they go, right, you know what? Let's squash these rumours and we're going to go, this is going to be the photo we're going to put out.
Yeah.
So they've thought
Mother's
about
it. Mother's Day, they've her and her three kids,
yeah.
Smiling, right? Lovely.
As if William Jaja took this photo.
Yeah, but they said he did.
No, I know. Okay, fine. But, so do you think do you think that William has got X on his phone straight away? He just takes the photo
uploads it.
It's like, gonna... How many people are checking
right. Exactly. And that's when she came out. She's come out and said, though, she tweaked the
photo.
She did a little bit of editing. Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right. So that's been the statement today.
Yeah.
Right? That she's come out to explain herself. Okay. Now, the average person.
Yes.
Right? Who has a phone and a few apps on it and all of that. If I told you now, Tommy, oh, can you stick my head on this photo and I sent it to you, you wouldn't really know
not,
how to do it.
No, not me, but like...
No. But yeah, you're average Bunda. You're average Bunda.
Okay, yeah.
Because you know what to do on a phone and you know it works. And all that. Satch wouldn't know how to do it either.
Yeah, you wouldn't. No, you download the app, cut the face out and know how to kind of...
All right, but what I'm saying is it takes time.
Yeah, and this level...
Yeah, exactly.
This is
so this, right? And also, if you were then going to do it, so if I then told Satch, all right, so these three, I don't know, three Teletubbies, you're going to put our photos on it, Satch, right? So he downloads a few apps and everything. Oh, again, Satch works in this kind of game, so he kind of would know, right, what apps. So then he does it. And why would he then try to edit the sleeve?
Do you know what? I've got
like,
to say,
like, there's, about sleeve,
there's a lot of...
That's not a personal thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of
people will change their skin,
it.
Their eyes,
correct,
their
you want to make
yourself
thinner.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But
so
not,
so
not
why,
their
you,
outfit,
why are you doing like. Fingers? Why are you blurring certain fingers but not the rest of it? Like, the bits that were edited were something that you would not think about.
Here's what I always think. Now, I work in the news now, as you know, and I pop up on news channels, and that's why I get a bit like, God, everyone does is just debate... things as they're going along. It's like juggling on a professional level. It's like gossiping.
This is the chat that I bet you all the people are listening right now going, no, but Kedja, yeah, but Tommy, but yeah.
Yeah, right. My thing is this. This could well be the Royal Family PR machine in full effect. And what I mean by working in media is you see how the media is used to deflect as well. You see how some stories suddenly become the thing that everyone's talking about. Andrew Tate, Piers Morgan, you know, this or that, or someone else, you know, and now it's all about her. Before, last couple, few days ago, it was about Meghan Markle. And
was
about,
it?
Yeah.
Christian Horner.
Yeah, because Meghan Markle's getting hardcore trolled. There's some really horrible people saying some really horrible things.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
But then it's splitting the nation because everyone's going, well, hang on, that's really wrong. Now, everyone's warming towards Meghan Markle, this Pajadi, and then the Royal Family like, hang on, get eyes back to our girl. Let's do a little...
Yeah, but this is...
I know. Let's doctor this photo. Going to get everyone talking about it. It's blatantly doctored because people will spot it. They can even leak it to a few digital editors and go, I think it might be doctored. Right, bang. That word gets out. I think this is building up to like exactly what you said. In Easter, she said she's going to come out. That is in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah.
That's the big Easter service. The Royal Family all do a big outing together. Mm. That's going to be Charles's first proper outing.
And I don't know if he's going to do it, though.
He's going to do it. And he
said he's going
to
do it.
So this might just be building up to the...
Because
and we're all back in with the Royal Family and their currency goes up. They're like the Kardashians.
I'm following Nipartik's sister.
Huh?
I'm following Nipartik's sister.
Kate is... Well, I don't understand the link, but
no,
okay.
I don't either. But what's this ta-da? I don't understand.
She's okay. She's back. Charles there.
I think the ta-da is that basically I think... And we've been talking about this a lot with a few people at work. And I think there's something. I think there's something big going down. I think they're in a bit of a crisis situation.
What can you say?
I think that she's had enough of him, and I think it's all's not well in paradise.
How does he know this?
I don't know. I'm just
You're spreading rumors.
I'm basing it on a few things that I've seen because I've done some work on this, right? And journalism, and basically, you know, her uncle was in the Big Brother house.
Okay. Yeah.
And
this new one that's on that at the moment.
Yeah, the new one, okay. Right? And they asked him, saying, "Oh, so you know who was it? I can't forget the girl who asked him." But basically, they said, "Oh, so when are we gonna? Is she all right?" He was like, "Well, I'm not allowed to say anything. I've spoken to my sister, her mum, and we've decided that when the time's right, everyone will know." And so the way he answered these questions on
Big
Brother,
he wasn't like, "Yeah, of course, everything's fine." He's like, "Somebody's coming."
Yeah.
And you're going to know.
Yeah.
It's not for me to
and
say.
So he stirred
got
it.
Got a she.
Yeah. And I think there's more. Look, because Charles ain't great at the moment. Camilla's all of a sudden not doing any of these gigs anymore, right? Harry's out there not doing anything.
Well, gigs.
Yeah. Like,
tough gig, isn't it?
Before you know it, William might be king. She might want a divorce. It might be a whole Charles and Diana thing all over again. There might be another a lady on the side.
Oh, Kedged, allegedly.
We don't know. But what I'm saying is,
chop your head off.
This is better than any Desi drama on Star TV, Sony TV. This is incredible.
Yeah. Well,
it's not because it's not getting any truth.
We'll find out in the next three.
Well,
weeks.
No, but we're watching the episodes and it's unfolding.
It's funny we're talking about Photoshop because Kedge, I think you need to Photoshop your hair. It's a bit white at the front.
What do you mean?
I can see it. It's getting a bit silver fox. Look, can you see it right at the front?
No, there's a little bit. There's a little.
No, right at the front. It looks like a badger.
Yeah, there's a badger. No. I think you're right. I think there is
skunk. You little skunk.
There's about six little cluster of six small hairs.
Yeah, no. I think.
Do you know where I found one white hair the other day?
No, sorry.
It was in Kedge. Was in Kedge's bum?
No. It was in one of my holes. Nostril.
Nostril.
Wow.
You got an aging nostril.
There was a white hair in my nostril.
I get excited if I find a hair in my nostril.
I was just like, what? Why there?
But that's all right. That's a good place to have one.
That's a good normal place, isn't it?
No, I got rid of it straight away.
Oh, you can't pluck it, then three will grow back.
Well, it don't matter. It's gone.
Yeah, for every one, three.
There's no, I'm not going to have a
white
hair poking out. You're
going to have one silver gutta coming out of one nostril. And everyone's going to go, there goes Silver Good Sam.
Well, if you ever need a Photoshop, I know someone at Buckingham Palace might be able to help.
It'd probably be orange. Change it to another colour.
Chitti teri guttate parandate.
Where is Kate Middleton? We need to know.
Look, I hope she had a lovely Mother's Day and happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there anyway, because it was Mother's Day yesterday.
It was.
Did you spend it with your mothers?
Do you know what? In my house, it was like Father's Day.
Oh.
Because my mum was working Sunday, so it was just me and dad most of the day,
which was good
quite
Mother's
nice.
Day. Was left in peace.
But I tell you what, we've already planned this. We're going to do Mother's Day next Sunday when we're all free.
Ah, that's nice. So, that's all right.
Okay. Yeah,
something all right. to look forward to.
And you can actually get a booking probably for lunch as well.
I was stuck. Yeah, that too. I was stuck for gifts because, you know, you get to a point where you think, my mum already had messaged going, don't want any flowers. Mm. So don't bother with that.
Yeah. Right.
So, and then you're like, oh.
Do you know what? I went Tesco the other day. Before you even walk through the door, flowers everywhere.
Yeah, Tesco had a good flower.
Honestly, it was just, I couldn't believe it.
Everyone's going to get it. Yeah, it was good. So you can't get flowers.
So I didn't know what to do. And then I remembered. I found the best gift.
Oh.
I found a gift bag because that was the right size. And then I thought, right, I know what I'm going to put in here.
Yeah.
And it will absolutely make a day. I found a packet of crisps, which were mint flavour.
Oh, no way. What are they called?
What are they called?
Put in a twist.
Yeah. And I thought, whack these in there, because she absolutely loved it. Last time I shared them with her. And I gave it to her. She was elated.
Ah.
Elated.
So you gave her something that Sach had given you.
Yeah, re-gifted. He re-gifted.
You re-gifted.
Yeah.
I re-gifted a bag of put in a twist crisps.
For your mum.
And my mum was so excited. Man. And she was like, sit to my dad, you're not having any.
Can I just say, the amount of people that have reached out to me since we've been speaking about them on the podcast saying, have you got any left? I want a bag.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I've hidden my stash.
I know.
I gave some to like one of my best mates at home, Manny. I was like, bro, you're going to like these. Just try them one day. So I gave them to him, went off to Dubai. He rang me and he goes, these are the best crisps I've ever.
Yeah. And I think they go well with beer as well.
They, you know what? It's because they're salty and spicy.
It's a funky flavor. I think you've become a bit of a drug dealer here, Sach. Yeah. Where you've got everyone on the string now because we all want more.
We're all in a twist.
Have you finished your stash, Tommy?
No.
Still got some?
No, because it only opens up.
I've only got one packet left now.
Yeah, when you've got a group of people coming
over. Yeah, it has to be a group. You don't want to go.
It's a good one to just chuck in a bowl.
I put it up there with champagne. It's a celebration thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a group thing. Yeah.
I've got some more for you.
You've also got 500. What is it? 1,000 gram packets.
They're biggies.
You've got the biggest, so you can't just open it.
No,
I don't like it when the
you've got to smash them.
Lose their crunch. No, my mum's day was with my mum for lunch as well as my missus and the kids and my dad. So we did a little afternoon tea thing. But we did afternoon tea thing. Let me just quickly tell you this bit.
Afternoon tea.
Yeah, I know.
Where?
Spit.
I should just hear. Right in South Woodford.
Okay.
No bookings needed. And it was like everywhere was booked, right? But this one, I went on and it didn't. And I thought, remember we used to always go to that cafe. It's really nice, whatever. Mm. And my mum loves a scone. She loves a scone.
I love a scone.
Scone. Yeah, is it scone? It's scone, isn't it? You're right. And egg mayonnaise sandwiches. That's her favourite.
Do you know what? I had a scone the other day. I had a scone the other day.
Yeah.
On the Emirates flight.
They're good on the plane, aren't they? Right. But were they too tender?
Warm.
Warm,
warm. It came out.
Sometimes
warm.
You get them hard.
Cut it open. Had the clotted cream on it.
Yeah.
And a bit of jam.
Banging.
I like them. It's nice with a cup of tea. But to know that my mum is just so made up.
Yeah.
So we went there at sandwiches, Mrs. Corn. Then when we came back, we dropped mum and dad off.
Yeah.
Came back and I did roast dinner. Right. For the missus, roast chicken, potatoes, all that.
So can I just wanted to ask this question. You say roast dinner, so that is basically everything that it's the same as roast dinner as what you have at Christmas.
Exactly, actually, pigs in blankets. Yeah,
right. I just discovered.
Pretty much.
I had that little tube-like moment. I thought that is the same thing.
But roast chicken, not roast turkey.
No. That's okay. There was a big hoo-ha on the internet actually
because
there was a woman who took her roast dinner that she had had the night before.
Yeah.
She took it into work and then she cooked it in a microwave.
Dirty,
and people like
cooked it or
like warmed it up in the microwave.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you so can what? Do that.
They said that it stunk the whole.
It might do because chicken.
Is that you would do?
It would be smelly.
I wouldn't. I would.
That would be smelly. You can't eat that warmed up the next day.
Warmed up. I got an issue with warmed up potatoes and pastry the next day.
No, you can't eat that.
And I know you can air fry them. Soggy. That's pretty good. But what I would do is I microwave it.
But she lumped it all in one.
You can't do that.
I would microwave.
Says a lot about that person. Yeah,
yeah, it does.
No, it does. Because I wouldn't eat that. Would you?
Yeah, it means the chicken's gonna be rubbery.
You don't care what's going rubbery, in you. Yeah.
But no, it has to be done in the oven.
Right, okay.
It has to be done. No, but my thing is, I realise that Mother's Day, and tell me if this is something that you might agree with, if it was the same for you, people listening, is Mother's Day is basically a day for mums to not be mums. It's a day off Mother's Day. It's called Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But actually, my missus got up, she goes, it's Mother's Day. Then I went, okay, what are you going to do? She goes, I might go for a cycle ride with my niece.
Yeah.
So I'm going, okay, they went for a cycle ride. Mm. Came back. I had a bit of light breakfast ready, just a bit of granola. Mm. Right? Then we went out for lunch. Mm. Right? And I'm kind of, you know, trying to manage the kids in that scenario. Yeah. And then I'm doing roast dinner and I'm managing kids. And she basically sort of stay away and have a little sleep on the sofa and then went to bed early.
Very good. A good husband.
But no, but I'm like...
Is that the rules, though?
I'll be honest, the first thing everyone's going to be like, no, well, hang on. Yeah, that's her day off. And then I realised I do the same on Father's Day. It's a day off being a father. It's a day off being a mother. So it's just like...
Oh, every day's a day off for you, Tommy.
Yeah, mate, that'll be a whole number.
When it's Father's Day, then make sure you take a proper day off.
Fully. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
or make them leave. Yeah. No, why don't you guys just wake up and go out.
Leave,
go out?
Yeah,
and come back tomorrow.
11:59 would be nice.
That's a good shout.
But that's the thing. I think I really realise this. When you're a parent, you just want your kids sort of around, but not really doing
in the vicinity.
Nothing.
But
like I'm here with them. Aren't I a good dad? Not. Pat myself on the back. Look at me spending time taking my kids out to lunch, doing all that stuff. And actually,
it's like
if there's anything kicks off, you deal with it.
Someone it's like Apple Vision Pro. Like you can just see through them, and you can see them there. But actually, you're focusing on the actual thing. That's
I've got a live app, tracker.
It's there. But
I don't. But I'm not got the interactive suit.
Exactly. Can I just say, yesterday, like the weather was horrendous for one. Like it was terrible. Yeah. And I went so one of my mates was down from like Birmingham, and he was just like, "Come, let's go out for a couple of hours." So I was like, "All right, cool." We went and watched the football because obviously there's a massive game on yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And everything.
Oh, you went down to a pub.
Yeah, like as in we went to
with
a pub.
Other people there.
I can't imagine you doing
honestly,
that.
Honestly, it was rammed.
I can't imagine. I bet you were feeling awkward.
How much did you have? No, I wasn't, because we like, I know the person who owns it. We had a little table by the... No, it wasn't. It was just by a little table by where there was a screen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's not like stats to go and watch a game like that.
I just wanted... No, I was meeting my mate more than anything. And I was just like, this is the only window we've got. Let's just watch the game while we catch up, basically. And, bro, it was... Everything was just heaving. All the restaurants, everything. I was just like...
Mother's Day.
Maybe we made the right decision to go next week. Feeling that.
Oh, I see
not
what you mean. Yeah,
that.
So you do.
Because do you know what? If you do go out on Mother's Day, it's just crazy. And, and I bet your service is rubbish.
Inflated prices.
It was just, in fairness,
I don't want to name them because the food was really good, but they were really slow for the afternoon tea. And she even said it. She goes, "Look, I'm really sorry. It's just suddenly got mental." I'm like, because you don't take bookings, and we're all the lastminute.com. So I said, don't worry about it. Yeah. We're grateful to get a table for six of us. You know, like, so
well done.
Yeah, but happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day off. Yes. And Father's Day is in June. So we look forward
coming
to that.
Up. And seeing as we're talking about gifts, obviously, I've come back from Dubai.
I love it when he comes back from Dubai.
We want more
bearing
twists.
Gifts.
Statue claws.
And we twist. There you go. Twist. Oh, what's he brought out now?
Okay. No. Oh, we got one. Can I? Which one do you want to describe?
And we can open those.
Oh, I'm so good. You know what?
Okay, I'll go with this one.
Okay.
You take them home.
We'll try these.
Okay.
So I've heard about
what's these.
Okay. So the first
we don't get this.
Okay. So Sacha's bought us two chocolates each, and I'm a bit excited because it's all again. I love it. All the Arabic.
It's all the Arabic
writing on the back. But basically, what that means is not available in the UK, which gets me excited for some reason.
Yeah.
It's an import only dodgy one. How did you get this in the country? Up the bum.
No. What do you mean?
In the suitcase.
You're loud.
Where was the suitcase? Up the bum. No, okay, I'm joking. Okay. Where was the plane? No, I don't know how you smuggle it in. I don't know how illegal contraband this is. Okay, but he's got a Twix top. Twix top in a pack. So I've heard about these. Can I open it?
Yeah, of course you can.
I've never heard of it.
Kids would love it though.
No, but this is not for kids.
You can have this one, mate.
This is not for kids.
No, this is one bite. This is not
for kids. Well done. Chocolate is not for kids.
No, it's not for kids.
He's a good guy like that.
You know what? I saw Twix and I was like, our Twix don't look like that. I'm going to buy that.
This is like a biscuit.
Yeah,
it doesn't even look like a Twix. Is it banging? What flavour is it?
Twix.
But why have they got a Twix top?
Like have some
thin,
of that, Kedge.
Like a thin Twix. Have your own.
No, you can have this, Tommy. Have some of that.
Right.
Is it good?
Mmm.
No. Satch, you want some?
I think
halves on this, because we'll go halves on the little piece. That
it tastes pretty much the same as a Twix. Well, you got your own, though, bro. And I see you're so conjuiced, so you don't even open your own.
That's quite good.
Now, this got...
I'm not a fan of that.
What is Twix? It's just the same as Twix.
It's a Twix, but deconstructed.
Yeah, in a thin biscuit bar.
I didn't like that.
The other thing he's got is a Snickers extra nuts and caramel.
You're going to like
that. That's a basic Twix.
Oh, it's got dark chocolate, though.
What?
This Snickers.
There you go, Tommy. You can have that as well. There you go. Yeah, a couple of snacks. I thought, do you know what?
I'm looking forward to this Twix.
I know you guys
I'm looking
like
forward to this Snickers because it says extra nuts and caramel.
I know you guys like Snickers.
Oh.
It's good.
This is good.
Yeah, again, I don't know.
I know we've said this before. I'm going to say it now. Snickers is the best.
Nothing about that.
No, Snickers is your total chocolate.
I think I'm going to actually agree with Tommy and say that it's Snickers everything. Will always hit the spot. Mm. Like, you feel satisfied.
That could be a meal. All security guards love a Snickers.
Yeah. But there's not that much difference from this extreme Snickers to a normal Snickers. Can you taste the difference? I can't taste the difference.
Well, I'll have to probably go side by side.
I'm not getting the extra nuts.
Should I take it back? I'll take it back.
I'll eat it, but...
Tommy, take it.
I'm just saying, I'm not. I was expecting something a bit more nutty.
Okay, fine.
You know, as I'm getting older, I think I appreciate the chocolate hit a bit more. Mm. That makes me feel like I've had a drink.
This guy is so excited.
Oh, here we go. I just had an E-tablet.
I feel a bit like,
Snickers.
Come on, him. That sudden hit. But it was your boy, Chris Evans, who said, it's the law of diminishing return. It's that first hit that tastes so good.
Yeah.
Then it just go. You go, and then you just, you eat chocolate. For anyone who smashes a whole box of like hero celebrations, like I often do.
I still can't believe you do that.
Yeah, I know you do. I've seen you.
It's that first hit. It's a hit of that, and all that chocolate. And then it's gone. And then you want it again. And it's gone.
So you keep going more.
No, recently, I've not done that. Remember, that's great.
Can I swap my Twix? Can I swap my Twix for your Snickers?
No. This is his.
Why are you bargaining on his?
No, this is his, and that's yours. Do one.
Do you want to? Like football cards. I think you're getting good.
You know what? I don't want to bite the hand that feeds me.
Yeah, no.
Because if I disrespect the Don Corleone satch now, then next time from Dubai, he might just to make me pay my price, might just get you something.
Satch one here, I could have done it.
You know what? I'm going away in a couple of weeks again. And I'll bring something else back from you.
Okay, well, forget about going away. Tell us about coming back.
Oh, yeah, coming back.
Because you sat on a plane, there must have been a story.
There was a story, for sure. And do you know what? This story, like, what happened to me actually annoyed me a lot.
Something happened to you on the plane.
Other people, interacting.
So, obviously, on the plane, the plane was packed. Like, there was not a single seat anywhere. And usually, I'm good at picking the seat that's going to have a spare seat next to it. Because I've worked out how Emirates is...
See, the app works.
Well, you go every 5 days.
I know exactly how it works, and I know where to sit, where there's more than likely going to be an empty seat. So I was driving on the way to the airport in Dubai, opened the app, and I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, still an empty seat next to me. Lovely. And that was the only one on the whole flight. So I was like, I'm going to be that guy. Yeah. Always a case, always get a seat that's empty next to me. Obviously, get on the plane. Someone came and sat next to me. Oh. Fine, not an issue. Whoa. Not an issue, because there's bare space. Everything's cool. Sitting there, take off, serving drinks. Man spills orange juice all over me.
The man who sat next to you.
I love this man. Who is he? Please reach out to the podcast.
So I'm in the aisle here. He sat next to me here, Tommy, where you are. So the lady's poured his drink.
And put the tray over.
So he's got to grab it, grabs it, does something like, and it just went everywhere.
I wish I was there. He must have been vexed. And you're sticky for all of those 8 hours as well.
Do you remember? Did you swear?
I was not happy.
Did you?
Do you know what?
What was the reaction?
Do you know what? The prick didn't even apologize.
Was he Asian?
He was Asian.
Was he Brit Asian or white?
Can we just time out there? If this was any other podcast, like, prick didn't even apologise. Was he Asian? If this was three white people having this conversation, like, I bet he was Asian. They're arrogant, all of them. I tell you, I'm grateful, unappreciative, you can't say that. Well, maybe you can.
No. Bazzi, was he Brit Asian or was he like from?
He was from here.
He did say sorry.
He did say sorry.
That's a reflex thing to say.
Bruv, after that, I was just like...
Did he talk to you? No, he didn't. If that was me, I would have done small talk with you.
He did not talk.
Did he often say, oh, can I pay for that or anything like that?
No, he didn't even acknowledge it.
Did you not chat the rest of the flight?
No.
How do people do that?
But no, in general, my little connection to that is, in general, again... And can I just say,
no, there's a reason why I didn't chat to him. His breath stunk.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, no.
You know what I've said? I set my hoodie like this.
Oh, with it over your nose.
Yeah. But like, I was watching, because obviously I downloaded stuff to my tablet. So I wasn't watching the screen. So like the way I was just sat, You know that as if you're what in your hoodie.
Yeah, you put like, your face into, like, you put your nose into your top.
Like no one knew that I was just doing. But bruv,
Asian fella,
his breath.
You know, but you know what?
He ain't doing the jibby.
Yeah, but you know what would have helped?
No, he wasn't.
You know what would have helped his bad breath? It's a bit of orange juice.
My joggers.
Yeah, exactly. Big greedy, bit selfish. No, but in general, again, maybe as I'm getting older, I find there's a lot of ungrateful people. So, like you're saying, him and his manners there, he spilled a drink on you.
Yeah, he
right?
did.
Even if a little dobka, we call but it. But
did the air hostess or the air steward apologize?
Yeah, she did. She was like, really, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not. I even said to her, it wasn't you. And I said it quite like...
Oh, hold on, Satch, again. Passive-aggressive. Passive-aggressive,
But it wasn't her.
Like the Shaggy song. It wasn't.
She was apologising on his behalf because my man was just sitting there like as if didn't acknowledge it.
Try to pat you down where you were wet?
If he pat me down...
on your lap.
We would have had to land that plane somewhere else because we would have had an incident on board.
And how many hours were you wet for?
So that was like the first service. So good 6 hours.
Were your sticky fingers and everything?
Oh. It was just down my joggers. Oh.
And you're just starting off.
Oh, God. I couldn't handle that.
Yeah, really. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, it is what it is.
There's always some kind of tamasha when
you travel. It
happens,
isn't it? It happens. What can you do?
What can you do? I tell you what, did you manage to catch any of the boxing? Fighting over
boxing,
the weekend.
Yes, yeah, it was Friday, wasn't it?
Friday night. Yeah, but where Friday. Were you? Oh, you came back on Thursday.
So
you
came back on
right,
Thursday.
Right. So yeah, Friday it was the AJ fight. But can I just draw everyone's attention to Saturday night, which was the UFC. Now, I'm not into UFC, right? I'm not even going to get into who was fighting and what.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I know it's a lot of tamasha, but I have a lot of conversations. It turns out a lot of stand-up comedians, for some reason, particularly British Asians ones, love UFC.
Oh.
Raj Pajara, Guz Khan, Paul Chowdhury. Backstage, that's all they talk about.
Really?
Yeah. Like, a lot of Nabil Abdul Rashid. Oh, my God.
What about our boy?
Ishan Akbar?
Yeah.
He knows about it. He knows enough about it to hold a conversation. Oh. And I'm like, I don't know nothing. Anyway, at the UFC on the weekend.
I don't know nothing about you.
All I know that when they went, it's in Miami, my mind just went, oh. Miami. Oh. It's just unbelievable. Miami is so special. If you're 23, 24 years old, go Miami. Just go. Don't just delete your pictures.
If you're 34, go Miami.
Yeah.
I ain't been Miami.
Oh, if you're 44.
Bro, you would love it for the house music.
Really?
So good. And it's just the heat and the weather and the... Oh, it's just
Can
sexy.
You go to Miami if you're 44?
You can, but you'd be the uncle. Okay. You know what I was saying about Miami?
Stick to Benidorm.
The homeless people on the beach look amazing.
Oh.
Really. They're ripped. Yeah. They're ripped. They're tanned. And... They're just in the sunshine.
Maybe I'll just go there and just be homeless.
Bro, you fit right in. But you've got to work out a little bit if you want to hang out with them.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, you got to not look so homeless.
Oh. Okay. Maybe I will.
They're like, we thought we were bad. Well, is he all right? No. UFC. It's in Miami. The big fight's going down. And I watched a video today because Donald Trump turned up.
You did?
Hello.
I heard about that.
This was like...
What for?
To watch the UFC.
That's like... I wouldn't say the cricket. Like, what else is big sport? Like the hockey Modi turning up.
I'd say this is kind of... Well,
that's like Bill Gates turning up to a wedding in India.
No, it's not that.
No, because it's a presidential candidate.
Yeah. Who's running against Modi?
Or Keir Starmer turning up at the Ambani wedding.
Yeah. No, not the Ambani wedding. Is that a sporting event, you plonker?
Keir Starmer turning up
to the Cricket FA World Cup final.
No, but it's not even... The darts.
The darts. Yes. That's what it is, the darts. Yeah.
Keir Starmer's at the darts because he's there with the heart. Now...
Weird.
Now, but if Keir Starmer walked in and the whole place erupted, you'd go, hang on, Keir's down with the people, right?
The Ahmadmi.
Right. And in the same way, Trump walked in and the whole place apparently erupted.
Wow.
Right? And everyone... And I'm like, uh-oh. We're politically neutral, but he's gonna get back in. It's gonna happen.
He's definitely coming back in.
Are you ready? Did Modi tell you?
I've been reading a few things.
Here we go.
And he looks like he is pretty much dead set to get back in. Because the current fella is Bichara the Buddha, you know. He can barely walk now.
The way he talks, every time he does a speech, there's a problem with it.
Yeah, no. And Donald Trump, you know, like you said, he's got a lot of that middle America like under in his palm of his hands. You know what I mean?
So kind of connecting to the Kate Middleton thing, Meghan Markle thing, you know,
did he change his photos as well?
Maybe. He might have done. He probably changed lots of things. Might even change the vote. But who knows?
Who knows?
But there's something about him. Like, and I'm sorry, I'm doing this on the podcast.
Here we go.
Because I think this is the
MAGA hat. This is
our
MAGA hat.
This is our place. This is our place, right? No, see that. That's gaslighting. Now, what you do? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to get all the yeah. immigrants
no,
out?
But you know,
you're
no.
Mexicans in. No, of course he's a knob for all those things. He is, right?
Agree.
But that's exactly what he is. He's a knob.
But,
right?
he's clever.
Is he
clever knob?
No, he is. He knows how to play the system.
He's
he
an does. Entertainer.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He's got the line. But actually, he keeps it simple. Doesn't overcomplicate
it. Yeah.
And but what look like it or not? It just goes to show right now, popularity. Will be led by someone who is just, I don't know, connects, or is light, or is entertaining, not by who's bright, who's capable and can do the job.
I mean, that those days are gone a long time ago, where you have to be bright and I think those days, it's now, with social media and everything, I just think it's how popular we are. Mm. And I think the way it's going, you know, the likes of Elon Musk and Zuckerberg, these people are going to be running our world soon.
Well, they probably already are.
Well, they probably are, they're controlling it in certain ways.
But you're right, what I just thought was mad, I thought, oh my God, like, it's amazing how I know exactly what he's about. Of course we do, right? Mm. As a wrong and a, and even like some of the things he's joked about, even in this kind of campaign, he's joked about his like racism in the past. Mm. He goes, oh look, I only see dark people now. I only see dark because the lights weren't working or something like that.
And he goes, always in.
Yeah, he goes, look how far I've come. Look how far I've come, huh? Wow. I've come far, haven't I? But he's kind of mocking himself. But then is he mocking himself because he's going, I know I'm not racist? Or is he mocking himself because he's going, let's just play on it. Let's just keep it entertaining.
Keep it entertaining.
So either way, I'm like, what? I don't really know what world we're living in, but it's got my head turned, and none of the other candidates have.
Yeah, we don't even know the rest of the candidates
have.
So,
we only hear about him, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, like there was this woman who's now stepped aside as well, that he was going to be working with him as well.
The Desi one?
No, not Desi. She was a blonde lady, but she's like stepped aside. And then he wasn't even sort of cussing her as well, which is again, a little bit different tact from Trump as well. So
usually he's in there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's playing a good game. But, you know, so Trump at the UFC, and then, the boxing was on as well, which you briefly mentioned. I know you were excited about it, Tommy, as we were building up to
it. Well, I tell you what, I timed it perfectly. I went on a school dad's night out. Went for a little local munch.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what time is booking? I went 8 o'clock. I was like,
oh, okay, lovely.
That works out good, yeah?
It's working out well.
Done
it?
By 10:15.
Lovely.
Came back, caught the end of the Chang fight.
Yeah.
And then, Zhang.
Zhang
and Parker.
Zhang.
Which was probably the best fight of the night.
Oh, it was boring.
No, it wasn't.
Boring.
That one was I'm honest, I don't really...
It was boring.
They were cussing and they were going, oh, we wouldn't want to relive that. I heard the commentator.
Okay,
like,
right.
Boring. Unless there's another fight that might have been
I mean, as in... Well, anyway, go on, Karen.
But anyway.
As in, it went 12 rounds.
Yeah.
But it was boring.
But, but that Chang guy, whatever, massive, isn't he?
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
And do you know what? He was...
He can take
swollen
a few.
Nose.
He was rubbish that night, though. Like, rubbish. Yeah. I've seen him fight before.
But he's fought much better than that.
He's much better.
Like I said, I don't know much about boxing, but I was waiting for the end of it. I thought, and I didn't even know how many fights down... It was going to be the AJ fight, but they were like, right, coming up next.
Next one.
So basically, I came home like 20 minutes before the fight. It was all perfect. It was all beautiful.
Jammed it.
Stayed away.
Yeah.
And honestly, I love the fact that it was over in two rounds because I'm a bit tired about
it. It's pointless.
What was the point in the first place? It's an exhibition fight. So it's all just...
Yeah, but they're just basically got all these fans on the string again because basically, what is this nonsense?
It's two men going at it.
No. It's a boxer versus a UFC fighter. Right?
Yeah.
What is the point of this? What is the point?
People want to see it. I think, who? I think if you don't...
What do you mean who? Everyone wants to watch it. You watched it.
No. This is a mockery.
Who wants to watch it? He watched it.
Yeah. No. This is a mockery of boxing.
But did you watch it?
No.
Hang on. Did you watch it?
Well, yeah, because I was up and I was nothing else to do.
End of conversation.
No, but also,
I want to hear Kedge tell me it's a mockery of boxing because he is the voice of boxing.
He's watching it.
Basically, right, boxing back in the day, you know, you'd get some proper heavyweights giving it some. Bruno, Lennox Lewis, Tyson. You know, I remember waking, you know, staying up or going to sleep and then being woken up by my uncle watching it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Why'd your uncle wake you up?
Because they were sleeping in the same single bed.
Because we'd all be on the floor.
While Kedge was at grammar school, boarding school, his uncle used to creep through the window.
Hey, Kedge.
All my cousins.
Fight dick in that chair. Fight dick in that chair. Don't be like that. Yeah. We were all on the floor having a big sleepover. And so my uncle, because he was the only one to stay up.
There?
No, because it was all those. Some about action in your uncles, ring. Three, four uncles.
We'll go 12 rounds if you like it. Kedge, listen, shut up. You are not You don't have the authority, and I'm no, refused no, no, to listen agree. To what? You defending no, no, listen, the name of
no, no,
boxing.
No, listen to me. Firstly, what I'm trying to say is that it's like you've got like someone playing cricket versus someone playing baseball. It's like it's you can have the best person in baseball playing someone the best batsman in cricket. It doesn't make sense.
Right, but that's why.
He's so old school. Look at all these people that are like KSI, yeah. Jake
that's
Paul.
That's why. One thing, you know,
bruv, they're selling out arenas.
No, but what I would say to that
people
is,
are for, like, for you don't generation. Like it.
No,
people are liking
but
it.
But what I'm saying is, Bruno, as you put it, yeah. Henry Cooper, yeah. Anyone else you want to refer to, they're still there. The boxing championships are still there. Yeah. This is an exhibition.
Yes.
You're right. You know,
what for me, this Ngannou fella lasted 12 rounds with Tyson Fury.
Yeah. He did.
Right? This now, all of a sudden, Joshua comes in, smacks him in the face twice. He's down in the second round.
And now it's making us go, so what would it be like?
But that's what they want you to believe.
Maybe.
Of course it is.
So this is just like WWF.
No, it's not WWF. Because it's
how
not.
Can Tyson Fury, the best boxer in the world, not knock out this guy? And this guy with two punches
no,
to his
but
face
hang on a minute.
Has gone down.
I've got to say, from what I saw of AJ, he looked good.
That, what do you mean he looked good?
No, because he... No, honestly, I've never rated AJ, ever. I've never thought he was great or anything. I thought, he's okay. In that fight, he looked good.
Yeah.
He looked good.
What? Okay. Look what? Okay. Like, the way he punched.
Let me break it down then. No. Firstly,
his physique.
Firstly, his entrance.
Yeah.
Because in the past...
Entrance. This guy's made it even more.
Let me out. Let me tell you why. Bollywood. You can see the focus. He was focused. He didn't do the tamasha. Before he come out, living in America.
And
got to have. He did all that, right?
Yeah,
he does all that. And actually, I'm like, you're about to get in a fight. And I thought, that's not the way your head needs to be. He
but
came out, he didn't smile.
You need to fight with someone who doesn't know how to box.
Right. So
doesn't matter.
So there was
be
two ways
to win
so
the game.
He was either coming out vexed because he's going, you know what? Exactly what you're saying, Kedge. I shouldn't be here. This is flipping stupid, but I've got to do this thing because I want to fight Tyson Fury and I want to get the title, right? And I want the big bucks. So he's kind of, he's either annoyed at that or he's annoyed like, I'm going to hear, I'm going to bang him, and I'm going to go home. Or he was more focused than ever and he came out and done the job.
He done the job.
But maybe he looked as good as he, I kind of get what Kedge is saying. Maybe he looked as good as he looked.
No,
because
but
he's
that,
fighting
but
and
that,
gone.
But that's like, you could put me in that ring, right?
Go,
and,
go,
he knocks, and he knocks me out, and you go, but he looked good. No, he looked...
Bro, you're doing a discredit to Ngannou. Ngannou is a double R.
Yeah, you're missing
guy.
The point.
No, I'm sure he is at UFC, but what I'm saying is, in this discipline, he's not a boxer. Therefore, he hasn't got a chin that's going to be taking those punches.
He's got to be, because he went 12 rounds with Fury.
But that's what it means. So then the whole thing is a hoax. It's a farce.
Maybe it is.
Might not be.
And also,
it might be that Anthony Joshua is going to be the next heavyweight champion.
If you remember, in that fight, Ngannou should have won it on points, because he absolutely laid into Tyson Fury.
Honestly.
So the whole thing, I just think, is an absolute... it's a joke.
There was a little press conference thing. Ngannou was there, and Tyson Fury said something, and he went, listen, my friend, he goes, the rules of boxing are protecting you.
Yeah.
If it was me and you one-on-one outside...
Yeah, I'd kill you.
And now we're going to get Buddha Tyson's going to be fighting thingy.
One
Jake
other
Paul.
Observation. I thought Anthony Joshua had quite small nipples for a man of his size. Moving on. Things we learned this week.
Because they stretch, isn't it?
No, they don't stretch. Well, no, it's even small.
There's so much muscle there, isn't it?
So that would stretch the nipple surface at the areola
area.
Oh,
I see. Okay.
But it didn't.
Before we move on to things we've learned, actually, can I just say, the thing I learned, this not the thing I've learned, because that section is coming up, but this was news this week about the UK. I don't know if you saw the headline. The UK...
Oh, there was a big news headline.
Go on, then.
...is the second most depressing place in the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
In
second. So the second most. So it's, it's number two.
It's number two in a list of about
a list
50.
Of, we're number
hang
one
on,
is
you
the
is.
Most depressing place.
Because he lives full swing.
71 countries.
Yeah.
We're number two.
So number one is what?
Uzbekistan.
Uzbeki.
We're second. And number
I've heard that is pretty good.
Just give me 3, 4, and 5 as well.
South Africa. Brazil, Tajikistan, Australia. Egypt.
Okay, Australia
Ireland.
And South Africa in there. That's interesting.
India made it in the top 10.
India's
the fact that we're number two.
India's number 10.
But, okay, based on what? What is it kind of, what are they kind of measuring it on? Like the average?
Just how people feeling.
Cost of living.
Yeah. Mental health. Yeah.
Right.
And just everyone's just struggling. And it's just struggling with their well-being.
See, again, now you talk about everything being staged and Anthony Joshua and all that thing.
Yeah.
Is this a PR story?
This could be.
You know, look, we're in an election year. You know, and now we are now ranked the second most miserable place ever. I think this is all nails in the coffin, isn't it?
Do you want to know the least miserable place? Dom Republic.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Dominican Republic.
And then Sri Lanka.
And then Sri Lanka. You know, Lanka, bruv, yeah. Have you ever met a stressed out Sri Lankan?
That's true.
I describe Sri Lankans as like the Caribbean people.
Nihal was stressed.
Nihal was very laid back. He's one of the smoothest broadcasters out there. Even in an intense debate, I've seen Nihal kind of almost vexed, and he'll just raise his eyebrows and go, bruv. End of the day.
Yeah, he still talks like that. Even though he's vexed, when he's calm.
The keys are wrong. And we kind of say like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So he doesn't get, and he's a Spurs fan, so he knows that's very
stressful.
Emotions.
That's very stressful.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that was quite, I was quite shocked to see that. Because I'm just like, the UK, don't get me wrong, yesterday was miserable and depressing. Did you see the weather? It was just horrendous. Saturday night, Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was just it is a bit. But then I thought about it and I was just like, well, then maybe the UK is just full of a bunch of complainers. And that's why we're up on the list.
Well, we're known to complain. But like I said, this is measuring mental health as well. I actually think this country is going through a bit of a something at the moment. You know, with Brexit, with COVID.
Brexit was how many years ago?
We're having lots of kind of, you know, civil unrest and protests.
How many years ago are you talking about? Exactly.
I'm saying, so right now we are... 7-8 years into this issue of bitter rubbish times. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
everything's
amazing. Inflation. So you're right. So I think there needs to be a change.
Bruv, the road, every road in London at the moment, it's got a pothole. That's winding me up at the moment. Yeah. Do you know that? I'm down with this.
But that means that we're just like, it's just becoming like India.
Bruv, it's worse. Do you know one of my mates yesterday, the mate who I met yesterday, on his way home, hit a pothole, had a puncture.
That's the worst. That puncture is the worst.
That's a fancy car.
Because you can kind of avoid that, if you know what I mean. But
it was because of the road.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about that.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Yeah, no, but you're right. I do feel like in general, the general mood of the nation is a bit rubbish.
Okay, so but can I just bring a bit of positivity back in? I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think we're the second worst. I'm sorry. I think we're being a little bit, we're overplaying it a little bit. I just think, like you said, people do like to moan. It's not that bad in this country. I mean, if you look at the bigger picture, some of the countries that you go, if you go and live there, you know, the access we have to like NHS and all of the, you know, actually we are a little bit lucky. We do have, we should be grateful for a lot of things.
It's not that. I think you're right. There's a lot of great things going on for it, but it's not that. I think what it is for some people, it's not that great, bro.
Yeah, no,
you know, like you're right.
Yeah. No, but we're fortunate, but that level of unfortunate people, it exists everywhere.
Yes, it does, and you could argue this could be worse for them elsewhere.
Yeah,
but it don't change their situation. Yeah. So your problem's always relative. When you kind of go, hang on, you know, heating, eating, and you know, clothes for your
kids.
You're right, but you're right. I think on that note, because we were always positive people, I think it's important to look at the positives and go, actually, we're living in a civilized society.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't got other issues to worry about. But
I just think everyone's moaning about something or another. Honestly,
Last week,
I'm going to say this because I watch EastEnders. There was an episode where they took EastEnders on the road to Milton Keynes for one episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of portrayed Milton Keynes in a bit of a bit of shit, basically. It is a bit shit.
No.
But they were on the council estate and all of that kind of stuff. So it was.
It normally gets a bit of bad press, Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes, bruv, they went to the BBC and said, why have you portrayed, like the us. Council said, why have you portrayed us?
This
like,
badly.
Yeah. This badly. And I was just like, bruv, it's a TV show. Yeah, like, get over it.
Yeah, but they know it has a power and it's a PR thing as well.
Of Milton Keynes, it looks shit.
I think social media usage in UK, which is basically messing everyone up.
Say that again?
The social media usage that is messing everybody up in the UK.
Phones in general. Yes, processed food as well. They heard all that. So anyway, the last
big up Eddie Abeyu.
Yeah,
He's all over Instagram.
guys. What is this shit? What is this?
I love that guy. I love that guy.
I'm talking about the TV though. Can I just quickly mention a few things I've seen? Because I don't normally... It's just because I want you to watch it and I won't discuss it. But if on Netflix, Buried Truth.
Okay.
Right? It's the story of Indira Mukherjee.
In the pyramid?
In the pyramids. Indrani Mukherjee. Right?
Who that?
So, right. Well, I won't say right, but basically, I'm on episode 2.
Yeah. Well, it's a show.
It's only 4 episodes. What? I don't like too much commitment. I like a fling.
How long is each episode?
You know what? I kind of had it on my phone or I had my headphones on.
Yeah, so wasn't watching.
In a bit. But that's okay. So you know what I mean? Because it's in Hindi or it's in English, Like you know, because it's about a case in India. I don't want to say too much. Okay. It's a real, but it's only four parts.
Is it good?
I'm 1.5 in. I'm quite hooked because what happens after episode one will just blow your mind.
Oh, it's like one of them ones.
Yeah.
Like American Nightmare.
It's only four. Yeah. I think they're about 40 minutes to answer your question.
I'm going to watch it.
But you know what, bruv? You'd like it because it's...
You watch all this stuff.
It's kind of got a bit of gangland.
Do I care about a lady called Indira?
No.
Whatever her name is. What's her name?
It's about money.
Indira who?
Mukherjee.
Top end money people.
Rani Mukherjee's mum.
Hidden secrets, bro.
Oh.
I do. You know what?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. So that, I'm blown away. I watched Iron Claw. Have you seen that?
You mentioned that.
Did I mention that last week? Okay, was that last week? Oh my God, I thought that was this weekend just gone. Oppenheimer, which obviously...
Oh, you finally saw it?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it in the cinema.
Did you really?
I went to see it on the big. It's a cinema film.
Yeah, but well.
Well, no, because the sound is incredible in that.
It's a cinema film.
Yeah.
They had it on the plane.
Oh, my God. If you watch it on the plane, I mean.
I didn't watch it. Do you think I was going to watch it?
You might as well got me to just act it out.
Are you feeling all right? I'm going to watch it on the plane.
No, but I'll tell you what, it's a 3-hour film. You know what?
There's no way Satch is watching that film.
Yeah,
there's no way.
In over 3 hours. I think it's just over.
Can I just say, we're not doing things we've watched, by the way, but I'm just going to say something I watched and I hated it because I watched it on the plane. And I was committed because I put it on, I watched about half an hour, hated it. Yeah. I hated the half an hour, but I was committed. So I thought, no, I've got to finish it. I watched the Ferrari film.
Oh, is it bad?
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh.
And this has come from the F1 expert, the resident F1 expert.
Oh, no, but it's got nothing to do with what you know about F1 now.
Yeah. It's the old story.
He is to F1 what you are to boxing.
Okay, so just like you two, because we're not doing things we watch, but the thing, what I saw this week was, I saw...
You know what? He's such a FOMO. If you're all playing, let me get my... Well, but you know what I mean?
But
only said that because...
Oscar nominated The Anatomy of a Fall.
Anatomy of a Fall?
Yeah.
Oscar nominated.
It was Oscar nominated. Yeah, I think he won. Did he win? He won a few things anyway. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. Boss, you know what?
He pulled out last minute. It's a good film. It's a good film, but I think it's like, you know, like you're expecting, like, for the amount of time that you invest into it, you expected a better twist or something at the end. And it's just a normal social comedy
film.
It was a little bit difficult to watch because, well, I'm not going to go into it, but yeah.
It's
about a woman who's basically she's a suspect for killing her husband.
Okay.
And how she gets out of it. Obviously, there's a son involved, and all of that.
Kev's giving it away.
No. That's
involved.
No. As in the son's involved. As in the family, right. Like that. Yeah.
Okay. What's it called?
Anatomy of a Fall.
Anatomy of a Fall. I love this type of time of
all
year.
I've seen all the Oscar films now.
Yeah. Good. And I'd want to go for it. Even the foreign ones.
Yeah. You know me, I love a foreign film. I love a subtitle.
I don't know how you have the time. Okay.
It's because I'm not watching Indira Mukherjee.
I'm going to start off with Things to Learn.
Oh,
because mine's a bit of a different one this week.
Oh.
Hang on, quickly, Things to Learn.
Yeah.
Obviously, me and you did one.
Oh, yeah. Is he?
He's back in the game. But okay. Can I just say?
I'm back.
Consumer feedback again.
Okay, yeah, go on.
We didn't get any. No one missed this.
No one said, not a single message.
What about
come on. Things I've
come not on. A sing- We usually get messages for all sorts of random stuff.
Yeah.
Not a single message saying. Yeah. Not a saying.
Maybe they're waiting for this week's one.
To complain.
To see, maybe. So we'll let him go last.
No, but
right?
I can't re-offend now.
No, you can.
There's three match
now. You don't get immunity.
Three match immunity.
No. You know the score. If this is rubbish, Kedge, you're out.
And I'll be honest, I've just looked over at his screen.
No. It's a good one.
Oh, God. All right, here we go.
It's a good one.
Mine's not quite fact, hard stat fact.
Okay. Mm.
This is like a bit, it's more of a mindset thing. Mm. So if you've got a characteristic, which is an openness to experiences, if you want to try new things, right, then you're likely to have goosebumps when you listen to music. You know, when some people can get goosebumps to music. I do.
Yeah. I do.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you're open to, like, if this is a study that they did, right? And it says over 90% of us get those chills going down our back when we hear a tune or a bass line drop or vocals, whatever it might be. But how it affects you depends on your personality, not your ears. So it's not you, it's based on how you are, your mindset, where your head is. So if you're going, hey, I'm cool, I want to try new things, I want to listen to new things, those people will enjoy music more. It's a direct fact, it's correlated, it's linked.
So is that why Satch didn't like the Ferrari film? Because his mind was not ready for it.
Maybe he didn't want it deep down.
He didn't want it.
Maybe what we could, that's, I actually always say, the right song, the right film, the right relationship, it's about timing. If it gets you in the right
mood. Yeah, so you weren't in the right frame of mind.
No, bruv, everyone said this shit. I spoke to people after, and they're like, you watch that shit.
Maybe the people making it weren't in the right frame.
Yeah, exactly.
But basically, be open to new things and you will enjoy life more. Okay. That's really what I'm saying.
Okay, go on.
That's a bit suspect.
I know. I know. Like I said, it's a
If I delivered that, I'm just saying, I would have had three red cards.
I tell you,
I would have had three red cards in my face by now.
This guy delivers every week. You, on the other hand, you're a serial
that
offender.
That delivery is like Postman Pat being melted.
You're a serial offender.
Right, Karen.
Postman Pat being melted.
Yeah, because he's made out of plasticine. Come on, let's go.
He's not made out of plasticine. That's morph.
Back in the day.
No, can I just say, speaking of made out of plasticine,
what?
Have you been watching Celebrity Big Brother?
No, why?
I saw Sharon Osbourne on it. Yeah.
Oh,
she looks like a Thunderbird.
No, you can't.
She looks like a Thunderbird.
That's too much work.
No.
Did you hear her say
bro,
that?
I was...
I feel sorry. I feel sorry. Did you ever see Louis Walsh? Oh, I feel sorry for him as well.
Yeah. I've not been watching it.
They're getting a bit old now.
I just saw one episode. I saw her and I was like, Thunderbirds is on.
Yeah. It's,
you know,
yeah.
The stories they've been saying, though, is it's box office.
I know.
Oh, really? Yeah. And they've had to take out so many stuff. Many stories.
So they're talking about everyone.
Like they just said like, the whole X Factor was just a hoax.
Yeah. They cussed out James Corden.
Yeah.
She did.
Oh, she did.
She said, was cussing a lot of them.
She cussed out,
yeah. Oh, he's the worst.
That name. But yeah, no, you've got to give him a little bit.
Yeah, okay. What did you learn?
Go on.
Sharks have survived 4 of the big 5 mass extinctions.
Oh.
What were we going to say then?
Well, I don't know. For a minute, I thought,
basically, sharks are older than humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mount Everest. Dinosaurs and trees.
Yeah,
that is mental. Trees surprised me.
Yeah. No, but trees have been here since day one.
No, sharks have been there before them.
Who did that survey? Who did that research? Okay. How can they do that?
Is mad.
It is a fact, and I'm afraid it can't go in the Christmas special.
Why?
I'm going to call it.
Why?
Because it's been done. That's. I heard that on Joe Rogan. Therefore, you're not allowed. Sharks are older than trees.
But if it's on Joe Rogan, it's got nothing to do with the Brownlow.
No, you're right. This is more Joe.
This is more Joe Rogan.
He
can't just create his own fact.
It is a fact. So what I'm saying is he's plagiarized it. It's taken from another podcast. So everything we listen to is taken from something else. You're right. It's good. But it can't then go in the highlights. Oh,
it's going to go in the highlights.
Okay,
you can't have a Joe Rogan moment. Yeah, okay.
But so I think it's going
to
go.
I'm just enjoying flipping the... You know when you feel like you got a clever answer back to the teacher in class? You're like, yeah, but sir, it doesn't say where.
Yeah, but your one was shit this week, so you can't say anything.
Wow.
That's South London, ladies and gentlemen.
It leaves...
South London.
As always, it leaves Kedge. It leaves Kedge to rescue the day.
Okay, go on.
It ain't going to be better than the shark one, I'm telling you that now.
Do you know what the word groke means? I only learned this week. Grope.
To grope someone through their cloak.
Grope
you.
G-R-O-A-K.
Okay, so is it happening with frogs?
Because this has happened to all of us. And it used to happen to us probably a lot when we were at school on the playground. And you were eating something. Exactly. Yeah, groke. And stop groking at me. And this is a good one. I think you get this a lot.
I didn't even know that was a word.
Yeah. Exactly. It's when to silently stare at someone in the hope that they give you some of their food. You're groking at them. And I'm like, because there always used to be someone on the playground. They just looked at you because you were having your little whatever pack of crisps.
Yeah, that's a good word.
It's known as
Did anyone look at your tepla?
Is that a new word? All the time. Or is that like a newly found word? Or was it always?
No. It's always been a word, but we just never heard about it.
Groke. That's
describes
a good word.
The action of when you just looking at someone. Like, so now, I've been looking at your Snickers now all evening. I'm groking.
I bet you have. That's not my Snickers, by the way.
Those extreme nuts.
Sorry, there's just a hole in my pajama.
So there we go. Stop groking. Just ask them.
You know what? I was going to say, Simon Sandu does not groke, right? So my little cousin, brother thing.
He is a groker.
No, he's not. He'll look and go, You're going to eat that?
I'll say he's
and
more
then, and then he'll do that with his finger. You're going to eat that. I put his finger over it. And I'm like, just take it. Because you're annoying me with
That's
your hand.
That's worse than a groker.
I know. Yeah. He's basically touched
it.
Yeah, well, right on top of it. And I tell you what, there needs to be a word for people that come over and go, what's that to your food? That, honestly, I find that more offensive than probably racism. If someone can shout a racist term at me, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, you're an idiot. If they come in, what are you eating?
That's what I used to get when I used to roll up the tepla at school.
I would have done that to you though, Kate.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have done that.
Come on, tepla, bruv.
What about?
Tepla, bruv.
Tepla, bruv.
In the school. In school.
Yeah, just a little.
Are you feeling all
just
right?
Just a little pampuru of tepla.
I ain't eating that.
What's a pampuru? Little.
I don't know.
It's like when you wrap it up, it's known as a pampuru.
We have a word.
Go on,
the rolled up one.
Yeah, rolled up.
Oh, there's a word.
Little roll.
Oh,
Yeah. No, can't like remember a, like a straw honestly, type. Yeah, I don't know how you explain it.
Bumperoo.
Number one, I wouldn't eat anyway. Number two, you wouldn't take it at school. You took it at school, innit?
Yeah.
I'd have it separated. I'd cover it. My dad would basically put the chundo on it and just roll it into a little bumperoo.
What's chundo?
Chundo is like the...
Mango pickle.
It's like a pickle, yeah, mango pickle. Mango, it's sweet. Sweet one.
From the chundo to the wall, to the Templars on my ball. Yes! I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
That's a great way to end the podcast.
All right. Until next week. Later.